Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on the critical need for spiritual discernment. Now, last week I ended with this statement, that we are hardwired by God to have a sense of morality and a desire to know God in a deeper way that can satisfy us as a person. And if we really examine ourselves, we will see that this is true. We daily make moral or value judgments. We do this even if we judge nothing more than how we feel or what we like or whether it's going to be a nice day outside. How much more should we do this with our relationships? The moment we do not like someone, even if we do not say or think it, maybe we just feel it, we are making a judgment of them according to how they affect us. We cannot escape this. It is how we function, right or wrong, sinner or saint. We are continually making choices as to whether to say or not to say, what to think or not to think, how to act or not to act. Now, we may not make these choices with a moral yardstick next to them, oh no, or even give them thought. But make no mistake, and open up your spirit here, make no mistake, most of everything we think, we say, do, or not think, or say and do, is done to, based on our inward sense or upon our inward desire to know right and wrong. Human beings were created by God with a moral fabric, and this functions whether we care about God or not. It will function according to the, now open up your spirit here, the truth. Our moral fabric operates by the truth. Wow. People may try to deny absolute truth or right and wrong, but they know better. They will react the moment that someone does something wrong to them. We make moral judgments all of the time. As I mentioned and earlier, even if we deny the existence of right and wrong or even the existence of God, I am making a moral judgment in doing so. I am saying that it is wrong to say that there is no such thing as right or wrong. Frankly, it is so obvious that God holds us, now listen, responsible for proclaiming a lie. The fact is, there is no escape from right and wrong. The Word of God is quite clear on that. And the reason is not only because we are made moral in our nature, but more so because we are created to be totally accountable to God. Let me say that again. We have been created to be totally accountable to God. Accountability to God is knowledge that is built into us. Let me say that again. Our accountability to God is a knowledge that is built into us. The fact that many neglect and deny and even push it away to the destruction of their conscience does not change the fact. In fact, the necessity of dealing with it by pushing it away proves that morality is in us. We, you and I, have been given the right by God to decide truth. Let me say that again. You, me, and I, we have been given the right by God to decide truth. But you and I, and God has never given us the right to determine the truth for ourselves. Well, let me say that again. That's right. We, you and I, have not been given, the right by God to determine the truth for ourselves. In fact, you and I, have been told that we are forbidden to do such a thing. Rather, we have been told that we are accountable to God, and if we want to live, we need to turn to Him. Now, there is a huge difference between judging, which we must do, and spiritual discernment, which we need to have to judge correctly, righteous judgment. Now, most Christians lack spiritual discernment, so they cannot judge right or wrong. Let me say that again. Most Christians lack spiritual discernment, so they cannot judge right or wrong. holy or unholy, godly or ungodly, righteous or unrighteous. The weightier things, the Bible said. Jesus said in John 7:24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgments. Not right or wrong, you know, as much, because God's word tells us that. But we are to judge holy or unholy, godly or ungodly, righteous or unrighteous. Judge the weightier matters. In Matthew 23:23, Jesus said, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Sounds like to me that Jesus was doing some judging here. You hypocrites, for you pay tithes of mint and rye and cumin and omit the weightier matters of the law. Judgment and mercy and faith, these ought ye to have done, and not to leave the others undone. You know, once we see that we are moral creatures, believers who function in the realities of the weightier thing, it points us only to the truth about what Jesus is saying in Matthew 7. That Jesus is not saying that it is wrong to say that wrong is wrong. Neither is Jesus saying that it is wrong to say that right is right. Now read the Gospels, my friend, and read the epistles. You know, the Bible is the best commentary on the Bible. I see so many people talk about this commentary and that commentary. Well, commentaries will get you in trouble in God. Stay out of them. Stay in the Bible. But does it sound as if Jesus was hesitant to tell the truth in the Gospels and the epistles about right and wrong in people's actions and even in their heart? Oh, no. Neither was the Apostle Paul hesitant. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. And to say so is nothing more than the truth. Let me say that again. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. It's the truth. And to say it is nothing more than telling the truth. Too many Christians do not want to tell their neighbors, their friends, and family the truth about what the Bible says is wrong, or just downright ungodly or unholy or unrighteous, because they are more concerned about not wanting to offend them than they are about what the Bible tells us to do and say. We, you know, it's Karen and I, have been marginalized in our family in relationship. Why? Because we refuse to compromise the truth of the Word of God, so that, you know, we've been marginalized and, you know, even vilified to a large degree. Our views, they say, of faith are wrong, and it's outdated, and it's not mainstream. We are called haters and not loving or accepting, not kind or caring. So our families, yeah, they often will vilify us and keep us at a distance until they need something. And that is okay, though. We understand these two spiritual principles that explain their behavior. If their heart is wrong, then their head is wrong. Wow. If their heart is wrong, then their head is wrong. And the second, both ways from, you know, from Karen's playbook, peace at any cost is devilish. We have seen this, these two truth, action after action in our family, not our kids, mind you, but in our family and around the world. And why? Compromising the Word of God and telling people the truth according to the Word of God is nothing more than fleshly peace. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof. Wow. You know, that's Strong's 1650, which is evidence and proof of wrongdoing. It's conviction for correction, for instruction and righteousness. The word reproof is used 15 times in the King James Version, once in 2 Timothy, once in Job 26:11, and 13 times in the Proverbs. I believe the church is in the apostate spiritual condition she is, and the world too, because most Christians fail to reprove people with the scriptures and have left them to their own wisdoms and the ways for their own correction and instruction without righteousness. righteousness. Reproof brings conviction and an accountability before God for all of our actions. No reproof leaves us to our own desires and our own understanding. More next week on the need for spiritual, critical need for spiritual discernment. God bless. This has been David Stahl. Talk to you next week. Amen.